joining me from the big city of TRF, that would be Thief River Falls, Darcy Reese. Hello, Darcy.
Hello.
Now, a little background on Darcy. She has been teaching in Thief River for 34 years. She is experienced. And what do you teach there, Darcy?
I am the vocal music director here at the high school. I've been here for 34 years. And at Franklin Middle School, I've been there, I think this is going to be my 10th year.
Wow. A lot of time.
So 6 through 12.
Does that go way back in your life? Do you recall being that excited about music a long time ago when you were younger?
Yeah, I was just a little girl and singing in churches and made an album when I was 14 years old and sang at state fair and this and that and, you know, and into college. So music's mm-hmm. always been a part of my life.
Great. Any mentors in your life? Who did you admire growing up?
Oh, I had a lot of people I admired musician-wise. My college director, vocal director, was Dr. Paul Branvik.
Okay.
He was very influential in me going into choral music because I always wanted to be a solo singer. Mm-hmm. And he was very instrumental in that. And he's been the one that has, you know, developed me as far as really loving choral music.
Right, right. The reason why I asked that question, Darcy, is because in 34 years of teaching, obviously, you're a mentor for many people. What kind of feedback do you have from students present and past who you taught?
Well, this is one thing that I always tell my students, and we hold choir a little bit different than probably some schools.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of humanity work in my class, and I always tell my students that I don't really care if they ever remember a song that mm-hmm. we've done when they've learned or when they've left, but I hope that they realize that choir has helped to make them a better person,
right,
and to be more open-minded and to be less judgmental. We can do a lot of things with music and with that platform. And so a lot of the kids that I get letters from or comments about or comments from just talk about how they didn't realize the impact it had made on them until they were out in a more diverse world, leaving small town and going to a bigger population. And we do a lot of work, like I said, with history and humanities through the music and through the arts. And those are the things that I love to hear back, that, you know, they want to have instilled that in their children now, and they are instilling that in their children. And, you know, again, music is just so powerful, and I choose to use it in a way where we have a platform to be able to talk about some tough issues and some things that aren't just always black and white.
I hear a holistic approach here. That's great. Again, my guest is Darcy Reese from Thief River Falls. She teaches there 34 years total, choir and music. And last year, Lincoln High School in Thief River received a grant from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council for a big project last May called Breaking Down Barriers. And they also had a choral documentary that premiered recently on Prairie Public Television of Fargo. Tell me about that.
Well, last year I got the idea to team up with a school in Minneapolis. This school is very diverse, made up primarily of students of color,
mm-hmm.
and talk about diversity a lot. We talk about social injustices a lot, but really the kids up here don't experience too much of that. And so we teamed up with Patrick Henry High School out of Minneapolis, and the grant was for transportation to get us to Minneapolis and back a few times. And that's the only way that we can make this work. Then once we got our rehearsals together and our talks together in Minneapolis, those kids came here then in May, and we performed our show together along with music and readings and dance,
mm-hmm.
and put it all together. Then Prairie Public was doing a documentary on us that we incorporated that tie. And so the documentary was called Breaking Barriers, or the theme for the year last year was Breaking Barriers, Building a Foundation of Humanity. And then the documentary's name, which is out on Facebook right now, is more than just the music. And, mm-hmm. and that's what my philosophy is. It's more than just the music, but the music is the platform that we go through. And we learned so much from that project, and having these awesome students from Minneapolis come that have such a different, just the geography, their experiences are similar but yet different,
right.
And these kids are still communicating with each other, and hopefully gaining some friendships that they'll continue on for a while. But what we learned from each other was that, especially my kids, that these issues are real, and these issues are affecting young people their age in a way that that they can't imagine unless they're actually friends with these kids and speaking with these kids and performing with these kids. And so they got an awesome experience to be able to do that. And the legacy grant that we got through Northwest Regional Arts Commission enabled us to be able to do that. So it was fabulous.
Well, that's wonderful. I've also been told that you have a newly released CD entitled Audacity of Hope. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. We went to, it'll be 2 years in June. We mm-hmm. went to Skywalker Ranch in Nicasio, California,
okay.
The famous George Lucas Studios. And one of my friends from Minneapolis is a engineer, and he's had many projects that he's done there. And he said, it's time for you to do your own CD there. And so we did that. And it was awesome. It was fabulous. We had our musicians from New York and Minneapolis fly out there and work with us. And it was 4 days of recording. We have a full-length CD. And we just found out November 2nd that it's up for 5 nominations in the Rhythm of Gospel Awards in Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
This coming June. So, yeah, we're pretty excited. We're excited. Static about the whole thing. We are not able to go to that because we're actually in New York. The choir's
right.
in New York that weekend,
uh-huh.
and we're singing at Carnegie Hall. But we're going to send someone there to represent us. And yeah, we're just pumped about the whole thing.
Is that CD available to the public right now?
Yeah, the CD is available. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Spotify. Any of the places where you get your regular downloads,
right.
You can download it from there, or you can get a hold of me here at Lincoln High School in Thief River Falls, and we'll be selling them this Saturday night, the 7th, and Monday, the 9th, at our concert that we're having here at Lincoln High School. We'll be selling that CD, Audacity of Hope, as well as the actual documentary, More Than Just the Music.
Okay, that CD called again, Audacity of Hope. Very nice. You mentioned the concert coming up at Lincoln High School on December 7th and December 9th. And tell me about that concert. What's in store?
This is a concert of more traditional choral music, unlike a lot of the things that we do in our May shows that we take to New York. But this is our December concert. It's made up of all my choirs, 6 through 12. So you see this progression of skills that goes throughout the concert. And I also have members of the UND string quartet and an oboe player coming here to accompany us on some pieces. And it's tickets are available at prowlertickets.com.
Okay.
And you can also get tickets at the door that night. The show starts at 7 o'clock. It opens up at 6 o'clock for tickets at the box office. And it's going to be a great show. The students are well prepared and have some beautiful music for everybody. And we're starting to decorate it up in there today. So it's not just the sound, but it's also the sights. And it's a community event that gets a lot of attention for people coming out to it. So we're so excited. And any of the proceeds that come in from this concert goes right back into the choir so that we can keep putting on concerts and getting artists to come up here and work with us and do those extra things for our concerts to make them as special as they are.
Okay, that concert again coming up on Saturday, December 7th and Monday, December 9th at Lincoln High School in Thief River. It's called Come to the Music. Tickets available at prowlertickets.com. prowlertickets.com. And at the door, doors open up at 6 and performance time 7 o'clock both Saturday and Monday evening. Well, Darcy, it's been a real treat. Thank you so much for all your information and sharing your time with us.
Thank you for giving me the time. I appreciate it. We're excited for all the publicity that we can get, and we just want people to know that we are alive and well up here in northern Minnesota and support the arts, because there's so much for arts up here in this area. And thank you again for having me.